Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City, and I am joined by Morgan Page today for a super special episode of the Bachelor Podcast. Welcome, Morgan.
Thank you, Kay. I feel like this has been such a long time in the making. I feel like we've been Ohio girly girlfriends for a long time. And I'm excited to be here.
Okay, so is that where you're living right now, Ohio?
Yeah, I'm in Cleveland.
Okay, right. Because I remember I was home in Cincinnati. I think it was like back in maybe February or something. And we connected and you were like, oh my gosh, you're in Ohio.
Yeah. I had no idea. I was like, okay, I'm not the only one in the sticks out here, but you're not actually in Ohio.
No, I'm not. I'm just visiting my family. But okay, so I'm sure you guys already probably know who Morgan is, but if you don't, she is Morgan P. Talks on Instagram. She is a podcaster, TikToker. She's all over your Instagram. She knows everything about reality TV. I mean, you keep me up to date on a lot of stuff. Like, I am very much, obviously, Bachelor focused, and I think my brain can only cover so much. And I appreciate people like you who are able to give me the lowdown on everything so I don't have to watch everything.
Well, thank you. It definitely keeps me busy. You know, I know what day of the week it is by what reality TV show is on that night. That's how I like keep track of what's going on in the world. But I appreciate it. You know, that's the goal. Your one-stop shop for all things reality TV and pop culture.
Definitely. So just want to like dive into it just a little bit so we can get to know you a bit better. How did you, you know, get started in all this? Have you always been a reality person? Like, what was the show, your gateway drug show that got you into all of it?
I started with Vanderpump Rules from Bravo. And, you know, obviously, literally, that was my gateway drug into Beverly Hills, obviously. And then I started to get into The Housewives. And then when I was younger, my mom and my sister always used to watch The Bachelor. But I was the person, you know, when I was younger, that was like, oh, these girls are insufferable and love sucks. And I was just so not the same person that I am today. But now, you know, I just view it more as entertainment than actually like judging people, which I think is something that I try to do a little differently on my page. And I know other, you know, other people like Game of Roses has started to do it, too, because at the end of the day, they're all people, and I'm just in it for the entertainment value, not really to tear anybody down. But, you know, in the pandemic, I work on a morning radio show, and it's very pop culture driven. You know, we're always talking about Justin and Hailey Bieber and Ed Sheeran and what's going on with Olivia Wilde and all the things. So I was broadcasting from home for, you know, over a year, and working in a morning show, especially working from home, you have a lot of free time on your hands. And my fiance now, boyfriend then, was in London. We were not able to see each other, you know, for essentially for a year and a half. We saw each other 10 days over a year and a half. So I was really just looking for things to fill my time. And so I was binge watching a lot of reality TV. I was on TikTok, but not doing reality TV TikToks. I just decided to do one day about unexpected rules that the housewives had to follow. And like, it immediately blew up. And that's kind of when a light bulb went off, where I'm like, you know, I'm doing all of this stuff every day on my morning show. I can now repurpose it, you know, for TikTok and social media. And from there, I mean, it's just been like a snowball rolling from the top of the hill all the way down. It feels like one door has opened after the next. And now, of course, I have my podcast. I just started my Patreon this week. So it's exciting and I love it. I love it so much.
That is amazing. I mean, I know it. During the beginning of the pandemic, You know, I downloaded TikTok, which I was so jarred when I downloaded TikTok and I saw these random videos that I had from Musical.ly, and I was like, oh, I'm so, I was like, I need to delete my account again. I was like, these videos are so cringe. And, but that's not really what people were doing anyways. Like, nobody really used this as a platform, at least at the beginning, for like news and pop culture and like breaking events. It was really just for like memes and dancing and here's like a day in the life or a recipe, whatever. So I love that you were able to jump on that and really hone in on talents that you were just not even just like you naturally have, but you were able to just use anyways because they were there. You know?
Yeah. And a lot of people, like you said, were not doing that at the beginning. I can maybe think of me. I know Zachary Reality has been doing it from the beginning, but we kind of started like together on doing that kind of stuff on TikTok. And it feels like now a lot of people do it on TikTok, which I'm glad for, you know, because as somebody who works in entertainment and works in media, like these jobs, and I'm sure you can agree, are really hard to come by. You know, it's not every day that you get a job in media. And so I was like, okay, I'm not getting hired by these companies, so I'm just going to do it myself. And I have.
Yeah. I did it for almost 5 years at Betches. So I was doing, I worked at Betches for 5 years. So that my whole life was pop culture. I knew everything. And so now I still know that's it. It's like my instinct to like scan the internet when I wake up in the morning. I'm like, okay, who broke up? Who got back together?
Yep.
Who's feuding? You know, all that kind of stuff. So really cool. I'm excited to dig into this season now and kind of get your takes because I feel like the girlies are down bad.
Yeah.
They're
down bad.
We are down bad, and it's kind of, it makes me nervous because, okay, so I know you're getting married. First of all, congratulations after
Thank
a year
you.
And a half of not being able to see him. That's wild.
It was, I mean, truly the craziest experience. And, you know, what's crazy about it is that not one time during the whole pandemic did we ever discuss not being together. It was, you know, a lot of people, I mean, that is a huge issue. Someone in London, you know, that you can't see for a year and a half. We saw each other 10 days. But I just, I've known him for a very long time. He has a British accent. So, like, how can you break up with somebody Actually,
you really hit the jackpot.
I did. And I really double hit the jackpot because he's half South African, half British. So he's got like a dual accent that's so unique and specific. And
that's
and
enough.
Hot,
anyways.
Yeah, but he's actually on his way back to the States, like as we speak. So you'll be seeing
that's
him
so
on
exciting.
Instagram here soon.
Yay. That's amazing. I bet you're. So what I was getting to with that was, I bet you're sort of, are you watching at home and being like, oh, thank God I'm not doing that anymore? Because personally, I'm watching this and I'm like, this is how it is.
Yeah, it
like,
is.
It's making me more nervous. Like I have a pretty like secure attachment style, or maybe even like avoidant, but definitely not this anxious stuff. Like it's literally a whole beach of people with anxious attachment styles, and they're just, it's making me anxious. It's like, is Aaron cheating on me? I don't know. I can't keep up.
Yeah, I feel like at first I don't want to use the word annoyed because it's like, obviously I understand where these people are coming from. It's a high stress environment. It's high anxiety. But also, like, you know, you're going on Bachelor in Paradise. Like, it's going to be messy one way or another. But I think, you know, viewers can tell, and I'm sure, well, I don't know if you agree, but there's just been a lot more producer manipulation in the past couple of years that makes it less enjoyable for a viewer. And I think this whole, you know, ripoff of Love Island is just so unnecessary. And I've seen a lot of people, even, you know, mostly the contestants, be like, we're supposed to get engaged in 3 weeks and you want to take us away for a whole entire week. Like, what is actually the goal of the show? Because I feel like things started going downhill ever since the Colton fence jump moment, because I feel like they were always trying to one up that moment because it was something that we had never seen before.
Yeah.
And now I think everybody can tell that it's way it's the producer's priority to make an entertaining show, not lasting relationships.
Yeah, I agree with you on so many of those aspects, because I think a lot of the people, you can tell it's just the morale is down. Mm-hmm. Nobody really wants to be there. There is a lot of producer manipulation for sure. At the end of the day, I have to remind myself it's television.
Yeah.
Like, would I watch this any other way? Like, mm-hmm. I at first had an issue with the Love Island ripoff. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, this is kind of interesting. I was like, this is kind of interesting. But I do agree with you in the fact that it's like, okay, so they're supposed to get engaged at the end of this, and you're going to take them away from the people who they're trying to get engaged to.
Yeah.
So 100%, that definitely makes things difficult. And we have to, it's like, do you want the Love Island messy, or do you want the love, romance, happy endings, rainbows, whatever? And I think they kind of need to pick.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I also think that they're all there, but it's so over, like the guys there, everybody's just posting on Instagram about their show. It seems too like I'm a star now.
Yeah.
And not I'm actually on the show.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to meet someone. You know what I mean? Like, when I see them on Instagram and they're posting all of these things and like hyping themselves up and like making all these TikToks, I get it.
Drop a name, okay? Sure. Drop a name. I want to know who you're talking about.
I'm going to say it. It's Aaron is like so annoying. Is so, I get it. You're on a TV show, but he already, in my eyes, like I see him on this show flirting with Genevieve and whatnot. I'm like, he does not have any interest in dating.
Yeah.
Like, he does not seem like he wants to date at all.
Yeah.
It seems like a bit. He just wants to be there with James and like create this following, which is fine, but it seems so extra.
Yeah.
So extra. Everything he talks about, everything he posts, it kind of just ruins the ambiance.
I don't even know if I follow Aaron. Because I haven't been paying attention to him. I mean, I'm not like the world's biggest Aaron fan. But I also, Casey did an interview on Bachelor Happy Hour. Did you see what he said about? He said something similar about Andrew. He was saying that, you know, some people there just think that they're there to be stars and that they're cooler than everybody else. And then he name dropped Andrew. And then Andrew's on his Instagram story, like ripping Casey a new one. Like, don't question my character.
Drama.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There is a lot of drama going on right now. But I'm also like, that comes with the territory at this point. You know, since the blow up of social media, we talk about it every season. There's people there that want to be there to be a hashtag influencer, aka Pizza Pete, who literally, did you see like his tags on his Instagram posts?
Everything that he does, like when he yelled, buongiorno, bitches, at the end, my whole body, I thought was going to like shrivel up into just like dust.
Yeah.
With secondhand embarrassment. Those kind of exits that you see on reality shows, whether like the big blow ups at the end are, I think, top five cringiest things on the planet.
Well, and you know, he's sitting there accusing Britney of like being a clout chaser or whatever. Go to any one of his Instagrams and look at the hashtags that he puts on the bottom of his posts. It's like influencer, Instagram. No. Yeah, I swear. And like 50 of them. Like, legit.
I'm sick.
Yeah, you'll have to go check that out.
I haven't used the hashtag since like 2016.
Well, I do, but just because like
no, but you know what I mean? But it's like, yes.
Not on a personal page. Like, that's bizarre.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's some tea.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you are a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. And for a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/bachelor. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/bachelor.
When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves, and it's designed to work with your body and not against it. You won't have to worry about it rolling down thanks to the flexible boning that is hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom amazing shape. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/bachelor. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/bachelor. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 perfume mist and Cheirosa 59 perfume mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 Perfume Mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BECHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10.
All right, let's dig into like a few of these bigger moments slash relationships. What were your initial thoughts on like the cast when the cast was announced? And because I didn't know a lot of these people, I don't want to say I didn't know, but it took a second for my eyes to adjust and like for my brain to catch up to what I was seeing. And I'm like, I've never seen Hunter before. It's like, oh, but wait, yeah. I think I remember her. Mm-hmm. Or like, and then bringing in these Australian people in the for the split, like, could they find no one else? I'm very just confused about the casting process. Was there no one to choose from like the main like fan favorites?
Yeah, I don't know. I too was like, what? And I think who was it that people were talking about before, but she got no screen time. Was it Hunter? Because she works at the Oppenheim Group, right?
Oh, it was a Kate.
Oh, Kate. Yeah, that's right.
Kate works at the Oppenheim Group. Mm-hmm. So she's the new girl that came on in the split.
Yes. But I agree. No, I just don't remember any of them. And I don't really know if it's because it was on Clayton season and like, you know, an hour and 45 minutes during that season, I was not there. You know, like I was watching it, but I wasn't actually watching it. I was like on my phone. Yeah. I was doing whatever.
Your body was there, but your mind was elsewhere.
Yeah. And there's not a lot of girls from Matt James season. I feel like the only one there is what, Brittany? And she even wasn't like, I mean, she had that one moment in Matt James season, but she was by no means a fan favorite. I feel like they really, for guys starting out, only had the star power, I guess, that was like Michael A. and Andrew. But even that is not turning out to be people's favorite, you know, people on the beach. So I don't know. I too thought the cast was weird, but I'm just not excited for really any of them these days.
I know. I wanted to be super pumped for a lot of these people. I am excited for, I loved seeing Rodney on there. I think he's a great candidate, because what Jared and I always say on this podcast is that paradise is, you either go to paradise for like a redemption story mm-hmm. or to ruin your reputation. It's one or the other.
That's so true. And there's, you know, no in between.
There's no in between. So like if you're going on to paradise and you have this like clean slate, you're going to get screwed over on Paradise. Like, they're bringing you on the beach to mess things up. But if you're coming on the beach like a Shanae.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed. I love Shanae. I think she is playing. We're going to get into Shanae now. We might as well just like dive into these people. I love that Shanae is doing exactly what Paradise wants you to do. It wants you to come on here, meet a bunch of people, have these connections, really invest yourself in each connection and figure it out. And I know she's getting a lot of blowback for it. And like, they're like, well, she has Logan, blah, blah, blah. Who cares?
Yeah.
This is the whole point of the show.
Yeah. That drives me crazy too. When I see that online, people are like, I see it too with Rodney, you know, Rodney getting to know Eliza when he's got Lace. It's like,
why would you? No shade to Lace, but I would, there would be no world where I would pick Lace over Eliza.
Yeah, if you're Rodney. And I mean, you can just tell when people vibe better. And it's like, who are you trying to kid? Like, you can clearly see that this person has a better connection with this person. So why is it the end of the world? Like, it's Bachelor in Paradise. I don't get it. But yeah, Shanae, I think we're all super surprised that, as she said, she's the bachelorette of Paradise. I'm also just as surprised that her and Genevieve are getting along so well. I thought, that was going to be a huge thing.
Me too. And I was like, oh my gosh, they're going on a double date together. And this is the friendship that we didn't see coming, but we absolutely needed to see, especially because of the unhingedness of the women this season.
Yeah.
And I love that Shanae is there and she's like, sort of like a Victoria F. Victoria F this season is very much mother hen. Like, I'm keeping it together. So it's like, I'm being strong so you guys can be strong.
Yeah.
And Shanae, you know, comforting Lace when Lace was like throwing a fit in the bunk beds, being like, nobody's talking to me. Nobody's this. I really love the camaraderie of the girls, especially like Shanae, who you didn't really expect to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you what, if I ever have a problem and I need to be validated on something that I should not be validated on, I'm going to Genevieve.
Oh, you're going to Genevieve.
I'm going straight to Genevieve. I'm going to be like, I totally started this fight, blah, blah, blah. But he did this. And she's going to be like, yeah, he did. Let's set his house on fire.
Her and Jill. Like, the no holds bar with Jill and Genevieve.
Jill. I thought, okay, so I want to know your opinions on Jill, because I thought at the very beginning, I was like, oh, this girl's super animated. Mm-hmm. Love this personality. Like, this is going to be fun. And then it kind of got to, I need to shake her.
Yeah.
And be like, we have to come back to reality.
Yeah. I mean, in the words of Tayshia Adams, it's a lot. Like, she is just a lot. And like you said, Kay, in the beginning, I was all about it. I love when people make for good TV, and she's got such a unique personality. But, you know, she's also getting a ton of screen time. And it's like, we weren't like invested in her from the beginning. Like you said before, like, she wasn't somebody that everybody was super excited to see on the beach. And I feel like she's getting probably one of the most amount of screen time. And it's just, it's just surprising. And I don't know. I'm trying to like think of the nicest way to say it, because I don't want to be mean, but it's a lot. It's a lot. We'll put it that way.
If you were in that position, okay, so say we're in the split and you developed a relationship with someone sort of like fairly new. Mm-hmm. Let's put you directly in Jill's position. So her and Jacob are a pretty new relationship. They had like a date the other day and that was kind of it, but they clearly hit it off. You go to the split and then, what would you do? Would you still get to know the other guys, or would you kind of do what she's doing and not interact at all? I mean, that's what's hard.
No, you get to know everybody. I would be like jumping in both feet. It's the point. You know, you don't want to. I'm of the mindset that I would much rather, if I was on Paradise, the relationship be tested and come out the other side stronger, right? Because if not, all you're going to do is sit and wonder like, oh, well, I felt a spark with this guy, but I didn't do anything about it because I had Jacob. And it's like, really? Do you want to get to the end and have a potential engagement and be like, oh, but I did feel something for, let's say, Rodney, but I didn't explore it? It's like, no, I want to get to the end and have no question left unanswered. And when you close yourself off, you don't allow yourself the opportunity to do any of that.
I totally agree. That's what also, this is expert advice coming from a girl who did not see her boyfriend for a year and a half, and now she has the ring. So
true,
everybody fucking listen up. So I totally agree. And my main issue with this split is that I love the fact that the guys fully dove in. It's, even if they didn't like say, hey, I'm going to date anybody here, I want to get to know somebody here, the new girls.
At least speak to them.
Yeah. And they're like hanging out. Why can't we just hang out? Like the girls, they were like, let's play chicken or whatever. I mean, that's not like the best way to like get a girl in the pool. Like, I'm not getting my hair wet. So no, I'm not playing chicken. But they're at least like trying. These new guys are trying, and the girls are like, no, or they're staying in the rooms. It's like, you can like hang, you can have friends.
Right, right. I mean, nobody's like, forcing you to make out with anybody in the pool.
You're in the ideal situation. You're off the beach. You are in a glamorous hotel in the air conditioning with five new hot guys, and you're going to sit there and cry at your crystals? No. That absolutely could not be me. Could not be me. And that's what was so upsetting about seeing, you know, Jill and Genevieve take this so hard, is because like they have these, what are you doing? There's a gorgeous blonde Australian man whose shirt is almost off.
Yeah.
Why aren't we jumping on that, or at least like talking to him? Because what if you have a better connection with one of them and you're not even using that opportunity?
And even if you don't get a connection, like if you're not interacting with people, if you're just sobbing into your crystals all day, the only thing that you have to do is sit there and think and spiral. They're not watching TV. They're not on their phones. It's like, even if it's just a way to pass the time, like make a new friendship with these people. Don't just, you know, keep them at arm's length because, you know, you're 5 days invested into this other relationship that you think is going to work out for you?
It's weird. It's weird.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Okay, so one of the unhinged couples from this season, I think, has to be Romeo and Kira.
Are we sure that was real? I feel like that was so not real.
It doesn't feel real. She comes back and she's like, Jacob, you're like, you feel like home. And then he says no. And mere 2 minutes later, she's like, Romeo, do you want to leave the beach with me?
And he says yes. Like, what?
And he says yes. And the gag of that is that Romeo was literally trying to date anyone that would make more than 3 seconds of eye contact with him this entire time. Both parties seemed so desperate.
Yeah.
And forced. And I saw Romeo tweet. He said he was like,
what was it?
Kira and Romeo would have made it through the split. I was like, honey, yeah. Only because you were that desperate to make it through. Like, that is not, no.
Yeah, I feel like Romeo at that point knew that no matter what he did, he was getting the bad edit, you know, because he's just been wrapped up in so much drama. So he's like, I might as well just call it quits now because it's not going to get any better for me.
He was going to get the bad edit because, again, he had a great edit on, oh my God, whose season? It was,
I don't even know.
It wasn't, Katie.
Okay. Was it?
No.
I don't even remember. I have no idea. Was it Gabby and Rachel?
No, it was not Gabby and Rachel. I know that for fact. I think it was Katie or Michelle's.
Okay. Maybe Michelle.
It was not Gabby and Rachel. God, I can't remember. It'll come to me. But yeah, I just think that whole situation was too much.
Yeah.
And then you get into the complete opposite situation with Michael A. and Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to throw Sierra into the mix of that because that was kind of a messy.
Very.
Though at first I didn't think it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, watching, I thought they were great. I was like, wow, he really likes her. She is saying all the right things. Mm-hmm. They clicked really well. And then when he breaks up with her, I can't stress enough how amazing her response was and how
she
handled it.
Oh, she was so gracious. I know. She really.
I would have not been as smooth.
Yeah. Yeah. She really, I mean, she was, like you said, a far better woman than I could have been in that situation. Will say, I don't know how much of an unpopular opinion it is. I feel like it is right now. It's hard for me to be unbiased because I know Michael personally. And sure. I know that he's very hyper aware of like how things make people feel, like too nice to a fault almost, you know, where it's like he doesn't actually know how to end relationships because he doesn't want to be mean. And, you know, in my podcast episode, I said Michael should have ended the sentence with something's missing because that's a valid enough reason, you know, to end a relationship in paradise. But on the other hand, you know, I see a lot of people like judging him in the way that he's going about it because they think that he's not over his late wife, Laura. And I'm of the opinion that unless you walk a mile in somebody's shoes, you shouldn't judge them for that. It's like, do you want him to live the rest of his life not trying to find love? And it's like, do you ever really get over something that traumatic in your life? It's always going to be a part of who you are. So it's like, I just get annoyed when people are like, why is he still on the beach? It's like, I don't think that he said that he wasn't ready, period. I think that because he got to a certain level with Sierra, but couldn't get past that maybe that's when some self-doubt starts to come in, right? Like, oh, I got Sierra's so amazing and she's mature and she's beautiful and she's smart and she's funny and I can't get past this feeling with her. Like, does that mean that I am still broken? Like, I understand why someone in his position would have those doubts. But like I said, and I said it on my show, end the conversation with something is missing, but I think his self-doubt really just took over. But I do think that him and Danielle are better suited for each other. And I feel like they will work.
Totally. I mean, both things can be true. Like, him and Sierra were great, but him and Danielle are definitely a better match.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. At 100%. And I hear you. Like, I don't know. I've never been in a position where I've lost somebody close to me like that. I mean, that's something I can, for sure, you would never be able to get past, get over. I think it was just hard for us watching and hearing him say, I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know if I'm ready. And then you have to add in, he's on a reality TV show.
Yeah, I get
it. You know, on top of that. Sure. Yeah. Like, so it's like, is this, do is a show right for you then?
Right.
Adding that on top of it. But I totally, I hear you with that. And I totally agree with you on the, you need to, just because, I'm trying to figure out how to say this. Just because he's looking for somebody right now doesn't mean he's not like respecting the relationship that he had with, you know, his wife and all of that. And he can still work on that and mend that, because that's what I feel like he's going to be doing forever. I mean, I don't know how I would ever get over something like that. And I think when he was talking about, you know, him and Danielle having those similarities, I think that's definitely going to be a great like healing factor for both of them.
Yeah. And like, don't get me wrong, I don't want to make any excuses, because like I've said a million times, like just end the conversation with something's missing and that would have been totally fine. But also remember, he's actually never broken up with somebody before. Like he, you know, he met his wife. They were like the only, she was the only person that he ever loved, and he married her. So like, how do you learn, you know, at in your late 30s, how to, I don't know, it's just a weird thing that we all have experienced going through a breakup, but he really, I don't know if he really has it in an adult relationship.
Yeah. I mean, I've been in a bunch of relationships, but I know I can only imagine, especially at his age.
Yeah.
Only being in love once. Like, I think, you know, when you go on dates with guys and they're like, oh, yeah, I've never had a girlfriend before. And they're like 30 and you're like, what?
Uh-oh.
It's like the exact opposite of Michael A. He's like, I've never dated before.
Right.
Or like he's like, I've only been married. So that's all I know is like full commitment.
Yeah.
And then the last one that I kind of want to actually. Yeah, I don't think we need to talk about Serene and Brandon. I mean, there's nothing to say. I mean, mom and dad, here we are. Like, I saw a tweet and some girl goes, and it was a picture of Brandon, and this girl goes, this man was made by a woman. And I go, correct. Like written by a woman. Like, this man was written, executive produced, and...
Yes. Yes.
Put out by, I mean... He's amazing.
Wait, before I forget, I have one more Michael A tidbit. Sorry, I know I could talk about it forever.
Come on.
So a lot of people are upset that him and Danielle aren't getting split up, right? Everyone's like, why are they getting special treatment?
Right, yes.
So here's what I think happened. I think that the producers were banking on Michael A accepting Sierra's rose. And when he broke up with her before the rose ceremony, that really threw a wrench into their system. Because I think Danielle was going to be a part of the split. And that they knew, because Wells also has been on Twitter saying that he was like playing matchmaker behind the scenes. And that whenever Michael was like in that vulnerable position of maybe having to leave, that he was like, I got to get Danielle on this beach because they have to meet. So I just feel like him breaking up with her before the rose ceremony spun the whole thing into chaos. So producers pretty much had to push Danielle down the stairs, and they're like, okay, how are we going to make sure that they meet each other, that they connect, that they get together? Because at this point, Michael's going home. He has no hope of even a friendship rose from anybody at this point.
Yeah.
So they kind of spun that narrative a little bit in giving them the date card so that they could continue their relationship.
So they really wanted Michael to stay, because I feel like they don't really care about anyone staying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, at least like Sierra walked out and they were like, bye.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
Yeah, I don't
not
know.
Not even an echo.
I don't know how much pull Wells has, you know, but like
probably a lot.
Yeah. And if he was really advocating for the two of them to meet, I feel like production would listen to him. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you know, I know Danielle. I know. Well, I mean, I know Michael. I really want them to meet. Like, what can we do? And so they were like, OK, well, let's figure this out. But I just thought that. Because everyone's asking that question, right? Like, why don't Danielle and Michael get to be split up? And I think it all boils down to the fact that the producers wanted him to accept a rose from Sierra. And and him, you know, pulling the plug early kind of just threw that out the window.
Yeah.
T.
That's a good take. That's a good take. I'm here for that because I was wondering too. I'm like, how convenient.
Yeah.
Sierra leaves and then Danielle just waltzes down and doesn't mm-hmm. have to leave right away.
Yep.
But I also think it could be an interesting turn of events if, say, she, because the rose ceremony happened before the split, right?
Yeah, right before.
Yes. So he could have accepted the rose from Danielle. They could have still split up, and that would have been like a big game changer. You know what I mean?
That's
like
true.
That would have been like, I feel like that would have been really interesting too.
Yeah, that would have.
To see. Oh, but no, she would still be there.
Yeah, she would. Well, I don't know. It's confusing with this split. It's so confusing. I'm like, wait, who's there? Who's there?
Would she leave? I guess she would leave. No, she would leave.
Yeah.
Because she was there for the rose ceremony. So she's technically like an OG mm-hmm. beach girl, even though she's still like fresh from the shower.
Yeah. I mean, the way that it played out was like the rose ceremony was that night. They got their date card the next day. So it's just, you know, them deciding when to split them up, who was on the beach during that moment, I think was very planned.
Interesting. Interesting. And then last one, we have Logan. He went home during Gabby and Rachel season with COVID, which I'm surprised they sent him like all the way home. Well, I'll never like get over that.
It's so confusing because, you know, he had to stay in quarantine for like, I want to see the footage of him quarantining by himself for 2 weeks. Like, where was he?
On that boat.
What was he doing? Like,
who
was feeding him? Like, what was going on?
That was weird. I just thought it was so weird that they were like, well, bye.
Yeah, literally.
You
can't,
like, again, they're like, you got to go. I don't think they really care, like, when these people leave unless they have, like, a plot line for them.
Yeah. And I don't know, like, how much time was left on the season? Was it like he had to stay in quarantine for 2 weeks and the season would be over by the time he got out? Or, like,
I don't know.
What was the deal?
I don't know. But it clearly, maybe Gabby just didn't care and, like, didn't have that, strong of a connection with him to be like, no, keep him on. Because if I were Gabby and I really liked him, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, just because he has COVID, like, he can't
potentially
be my
get
husband.
Engaged. Yeah.
I don't understand. She must have just been like, it's fine. Send him off.
Which I could see that, honestly.
Yeah. I could definitely see that too.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So he's on the beach, definitely getting a lot of attention in general because you see him with Shanae. I like him and Shanae together. I think it's
cute. I do
too. I also think it's funny that, you know, Logan does that little pool date where he goes and gets the champagne bottle and gives her like the bracelet, mm-hmm. you know, from the bottom of the pool. And she's like, oh my God, Logan has just stepped up, going above and beyond. I'm like, above and beyond.
Yeah.
I was like, girl, you literally had to make out with another dude, go on a date with another dude, dangle him in front of Logan's face for Logan to give you a
A bracelet.
A bracelet.
I know.
Bare minimum. That's what's killing me about this show is that these men are doing the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Of staying faithful, of communicating, of doing little things to make you feel special. I mean, Brandon's not. Brandon, that birthday, I was weeping.
Weeping. Weeping.
I don't know if it was on my period, but I was like in full blown, like choking tears over that. But what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Like, how are we? I guess you're in a circumstance where there's not much you can do, but let's not blow it up to this astronomical sign of love. Because right. Us at home, we're already delirious. We're watching reality TV. We are not connected to home base in general. Mm-hmm. So seeing this and hearing that stuff, we are being fed that the bare minimum is what we deserve.
Yeah, well, also, it just, with Logan in particular, it's like the same thing that we saw in Gabby and Rachel season with him, right? Like, where he can't make up his mind. He's very, like, nonchalant. He wants to have his cake and eat it, too. And then, you know, you have him on Paradise. Not, like you said, doing the bare minimum, you know, it taking a long time to even show what I think is, like, interest. Like, if I was Shanae at first, I'd be like, I don't really even know if this guy likes me. Like, I cannot read him. And so I guess that's why I didn't understand, you know, he was being called like a hot commodity. And I was like, am I the only one that doesn't understand like why he necessarily would be a hot commodity? And even with Sarah, like, she's all about it too. And I just, not my cup of tea.
No, not my, I also forgot who Sarah was. and that she was one of the people that took a second where I was like,
who's that?
Where do I know her from?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And then I was like, oh, right. She's from Clayton's season. She was the one that, like, got sent home because he didn't believe that, like, she thought she was, like, you know, the crying was fake and blah, blah, blah. I do like that, again, Logan is doing what Paradise is built to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's going out and he is like dating the girls, but I do feel like there needs to be what you said about him being nonchalant.
Yeah.
I think there needs to be a little more drive.
Yeah.
I think it's too nonchalant to where it's like, yeah, let's do that.
Like, I don't care.
Yeah, like, I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can go out on all these dates, but be like, all right, so I really like this person or I really like that person. Let me truly dig in and figure out who I want to be with.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But the whole like, yep.
Yeah.
Boobs and and bathing suits and
let's make out in the pool. Like, okay.
Yeah, that's, I think there needs to be a little more like drive in there. And I think he was also the one that everybody talked about on TikTok about dating, like he was the San Diego guy. Did you see that?
No.
Wherever I was getting tagged in a, like five or six different TikToks being like, I dated this guy or I went on a date with this guy in San Diego, but like apparently everybody had gone on dates with this guy in San Diego and it was Logan. And I'm like,
oh,
Logan?
I did not know that. Like, what is it? It has to be something in person. Like, he has to have some type of energy that we just cannot feel through our television screens, our phones. Like, what is it? What is it?
I think it's the nonchalant, I don't really care.
Yeah.
Like, kind of dude that,
like, the chase.
We're all,
yeah.
Unfortunately attracted to.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want, for some reason, we don't want the guy that's like, hey, I'm excited about you. Let's make a date. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want Brandon.
I know, right? Once you're like past a certain age, you stop liking the Logans and you start liking the Brandons.
You think you would? Come on,
but
Kay.
I'm 33 and I am somehow still liking the Logans.
But with a goal of a Brandon.
Yes, yes. Okay. We can get down with that.
Okay. This has been so much fun. Morgan, I have loved chatting with you about all of this. And again, I love listening to your podcast and you keeping me up to date with everything pop culture, because again, I only have this much room in my brain to to consume media, and I need you to do the rest. So I really appreciate you.
Thank you. Make sure
you're following her at Morgan P. Talks on Instagram. Actually, you give the rest of where people can find you, follow you, everything.
Yeah. So Instagram and TikTok, same handle. It's Morgan P. Talks, TALKS. And then my podcast is Morgan's Pop Talks. You can get it on Spotify, Apple Pods. And then my Patreon is just patreon.com/Morgan's Pop Talks. So any or and all of the above.
And do you have anything coming up? Do you want to plug anything? Anything else?
Well, if you're a Bravo fan, I did just get back from BravoCon and I got snuck into a VIP room. So I have loads of stories to tell from that. It's on this past episode that I did this week and then also on my Patreon.
Okay, cool. All right, Bravo fans, you know where to go. thank you so much again. And we will be back next week for another recap of Bachelor in Paradise. See you guys next week.
Bachelor Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales Pico, and Rebecca Sousmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Amy Klackner. Guest booking by Allie Friedlander. And be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com.
Betches.